And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. And tonight, well, I'm going to open one of my favorite types of wines tonight. One that I pretty much grew up with. The type, I mean, not this particular wine. A Chianti. My dad used to drink a lot of it. Introduced it to the family very early on. And, I've had a lot of Chiantis in my day. Some I like, some not so much. We will see if I like this one. See how this one fares. Also, we have some wonderful foods that have been prepared for me by my lovely wife, Chi, tonight. And I can hardly wait to try these out. And one in particular, which is kind of a dessert that, well, I'll tell you about it later. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Plus, tonight, it's a very special night. Now, this is probably going to be a shorter show than usual because I've got to get a little bit of rest. It's been a long weekend so far, so I need a little rest for the rest of the weekend. And I'll tell you a little bit more of that, about that later. But I do have some national days. There are a lot of national days to toast. A couple in particular that we need to toast. And one of them is a free comic book day today. And I'm going to show you a short video that my son Tommy Ante and I did some years ago about free comic book day. Also, it is a graduation today. I'm going to have a special graduation toast. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to tell a few dad jokes. And we have, what else we have here? Oh, you know, I've got my show notes. It's going to be a fun show. I got my show notes right here. You know, for those of you who are watching for the first time or for the 159th time, because this is the 159th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. And it's driven a lot by the chat, by you. I do have my show notes. They're right here. Right here with me, right in front of me. And I think I put down everything that I was going to talk about in the show tonight. But this isn't all about what I want to talk about, because the show isn't about me. This show is about the wine somewhat, but this show is really about you and me, us together, getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, favorite snacks, whatever it is, just kicking back, relaxing, having a great time. Now, we don't talk about politics or religion on the show. We want to keep this light and friendly. We want to do things that bring people together, just like the wine does, bring people together. And, you know, because this is our show, yours and mine, we have an open chat here. And you can chat live with me and with all of us. On YouTube is Drink with Rick, and Facebook page is Drink with Rick. Also on Twitch is Drink with Rick 1, all one word, Drink with Rick and the number 1. That's twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick1. Also, we're on Odyssey is Drink with Rick, and I think it's the URL is tonight's episode for this Chianti Toronto, if you're Toronto. If you're Toronto, if you're looking for the URL. And on Twitter, we're on Twitter at Drink with Rick. Now, you can also watch live on the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. Drinkwithrick.com is the website. I don't have a live chat going there. We do have a comment box. If you click on the post for this episode that's running live right now, there's a comment box that should pop up, and you can type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away. I won't see them until later, but I will respond to them, and I'll read them on the next episode of the show. How about that? Also, the podcast. The podcast goes out Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, mixing my words up, and I haven't even had any wine yet. Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you go to the website for the subscribe page, click on the little blue button that says by email, put in your email address in the box. I will respond in kind with the latest episode. The latest episode will drop at 10 p.m. You will get that latest episode in your email as soon as it drops. No salesman will call. Now, when I say I respond in kind, I mean, yeah, technically, it's, you know, it responds with the next episode. You're not going to get bombarded with emails or any other junk mail or anything like that. It's just for the show. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. Please don't. You can subscribe to me on all these venues, Twitch, and you can't subscribe on Twitch. You can follow me on Twitch. I don't have a subscribe set up because I'm not an affiliate on Twitch. That's another story altogether. But you can subscribe on YouTube and follow me on Twitter and Odyssey and wherever else, the Facebook page, whatever. It's fine. There's no obligation to do this, okay? I'm not going to push it. You know, I'm not one of those types that says, oh yeah, subscribe and click that bell. Do the bell and click the like button and all that kind of stuff. I don't push that too hard because look, if you're going to like it, you'll do it. I'm not going to sit here and beg for likes and beg for subscriptions and things like that. It's just not my way. If you like it, that's fine. Please, I'm more than appreciative of all that. But you're under no obligation to it. Just like donating to the cause. If you want to donate to the show, you can buy me a coffee on the website. Buy me a coffee. Or one or two, three, four, or five. The proceeds go towards the prizes that we give out, or the giveaways we do on the shows. But there's no obligation to do that, okay? And I'm not going to push that on you. If you want to, that's fine. But don't feel guilty about not doing it. Certainly not. And especially if you can't afford to do it, please don't, okay? Because you need to eat more than I need to drink, okay? Or than I need to entertain you, okay? So please, just use your discretion. If you want to, that's fine. But there's no obligation, please. Nobody's begging for money here, okay? This is not some kind of a wine-a-thon. It's not what this is about at all. This is just about us getting together and having a good time. I don't make any money doing this, okay? I'm just doing it for fun. This is all just for fun, okay? So just come on, have some fun with me. No pressure of any sort, okay? No pressure at all. And that's what we've got going on here. Okay, so I'm going to show you the wine that we're going to review tonight. Before I do that, let's get to the chats. Let's check out the chats and see who's in the chat. I'm in the chat on Facebook. Okay, the chats are live on Facebook and on YouTube. Everything's looking good tonight. Twitch, Barnstar's in Twitch. Proper Barnstar is in Twitch. And Barnstar says, Señor Ricardo, buenas noches. And buenas noches, right back to you, Barnstar. I'm glad to see you. I'm really glad to see you here. By the way, I did get your messages here earlier from earlier in the week. I only saw them tonight, but I will respond to those as well. I did see your whispers there on Twitch. I just hadn't had a chance to respond, and I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. It's been a really, really busy last few days. But Barnstar says, hope you've been well, Rick, and fellow Rickettes. I have. Tired. Very tired, but doing well. Barnstar says, wait, driven my chat? Why, that's me. I am us, hanging out with you, dear Rick. Well, thank you, Barnstar. And he says, no reply. No worries, Rick. Reply at your leisure, my friend. Well, Barnstar, it's great to see you, and I'm glad you're here. And we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some fun. And I'm glad you're here with me to have fun. Where was he going with this? Nowhere. This is my stream of consciousness going. All right. Let's see. Quite an odyssey for the moment. It's good. People wander in sometimes a little bit later. But here's the thing. Some people wander in to the chats. And there are people watching, by the way, who are not chatting, but and that's fine. That's good. No pressure. Okay. So you're welcome to chat with me. I love to chat with you, but there's no pressure to do that if you don't want to. It's okay. You can just watch. That's fine. Some people like to just watch or listen while they're doing other things. It's great. I'm just glad to be a part of your evening. That's all. And I'm glad you're here. Okay, so this is the wine that we are going to drink tonight. This is a Torrato Chianti. And I'm going to read a little bit. This is my Italian is not much better than my English. Actually, it's a lot worse because I don't really speak Italian. Azienda Piazzini, Italia. This is Chianti. Torrato Chianti. This is a 2020 wine. Now, let me show you the back of this wine. It's Torrato Chianti 2020 red wine, 13% alcohol by volume, ABV. And it's bottled Fattoria Prosecco del Pozzo SRL and Montespertoli. I'm butchering this, I know. Montespertoli. Italy. And this is a product of Italy. This is a genuine Italian wine imported by Serenity Imports in Stamford, Connecticut. This wine bottle was open already. I'd have an excuse for all these flubs. But I don't. It's just me flubbing. Just doing what I do. Okay, but that's what we have here. And this fine bottle of wine, we're going to go ahead and open it in just a moment. Let me show you what my lovely wife, Chi, is prepared for us tonight. We have some barbecue. She picked up some barbecue from Q Shack in Charlotte, nearby in Charlotte. And this is some barbecue. What is this? This is barbecue meat, beef. We've got some smoked turkey. And then we have barbecue chicken here. I know this because it looks like chicken. And it does taste like chicken because I had some earlier. And then we have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. And we have the unexpected cheddar with Parm. And these are dates, apparently. Around it. My lovely wife, she made the dates, a little date thing around it. But this is an orange rum cake, and this is from a place called the Coyote Kitchen in Boone, North Carolina. And we got that. We picked that up last night, as a matter of fact. And I will tell you why we had dinner at the Coyote Kitchen in Boone, North Carolina, as we move along. But first of all, let's go ahead and open the wine. Let's open this up here. And I'll get back to everyone in the chat here in just a moment. I just got to get this wine open here. And we have my mechanical corkscrew. And we're going to open that up just like so. Oh, almost. All right. It won't be the first time we had a mishap on this show. Some of them worse than others. And then, of course, I have my trusty aerator to put down in this bottle. And then to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty and beautiful Galway genuine Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at bytowayradios.com. We're going to pour just a little bit of this wine in here. Just a little bit for starters. There we go. Give it a nice little swirl. And then we're going to let it breathe a bit. Set it aside. While it is opening up and oxygenating. I don't know if it's a word or not. All right. That's my word. I'm sticking with it. Oxygenating. Let's learn a little bit more about this wine. So, I checked around. I know where I purchased it. I'm going to tell you where I purchased it in just a moment. But before I do, I checked around online. I found it in a number of places. There's a site called Sommelier, which I guess is for sommeliers, or Sommelier Reviews, sommelierreview.reviews. And they had it listed, the Piazzini Chianti Toronto. And this is a Sangiovese wine, by the way. This is a Sangiovese. And according to what they have on the website, it is produced using the classic Chianti grapes, Sangiovese, Caniolo, Trebbiano, and Malvasia. And this, apparently, it is fairly well liked. And they have a listing of $10.99 at TotalWine.com. Now, yes, I did purchase this at Total Wine. I did not pay $10.99 for it. So maybe this is an older listing. I don't know. I checked around on Wine Searcher and a couple other places. Vivino had it listed. They didn't have the 2020. This is a 2020 vintage. They didn't have the 2021 specifically listed, but they did give us a $12.99 price, average online price from external shops, they say. 3.6 rating. That's a 3.6 average rating out of 419 ratings for this wine. And it says here that it's fairly well liked. People like the wine. Now it's not the best vintage year, from what I understand. I think the 2014 was the best vintage, from what I hear. 2017 vintage was popular among the Vivino users. I don't know. They still give it a pretty decent rating. Now, when I went to Cellar Tracker gave it an 89. One user review. I did not really see much for tasting notes or reviews on here. I don't know where that review is, but looking on their website, just not a whole lot there. But I did find that on Wine Searcher, it's available at a few places. Now, Total Wine, they list Total Wine in Charlotte, the Promenade, which is where I purchased this one. Promenade. Whatever you want to call it. $12.99 is what they say. And in Durham, $12.99. Now, I will tell you what I paid for this bottle of wine, because I happen to have the receipt right here. And I paid from Total Wine and More in Promenade, Charlotte, North Carolina. I paid, where did I find it? Where was it? Oh, here it is. $12.99. That's what I paid for it. So there you go. Well, that was a lot of nothing, wasn't it? Let's get back to the drinking here. We'll taste this in just a moment. Let me get back to the chats for just a minute. Barnstar. Says, no worries, Rick, replied, your leisure, my friend. Sorry, was being playful with some of those messages. Consider some of my chat messages as my own silly stream of consciousness, Rick. Look, we all have our stream of consciousness. No worries. No worries, Barnstar. And he says, I'm curious as to what kinds of appetizers will accompany this fine wine tonight. Oh, yeah, I think I did show you, didn't I? Yeah. says that's me at the doorbell, by the way. He says invites himself over like a nosy neighbor to try out tonight's sampler platter, and that's me at the doorbell, by the way. Okay, so let's see what else we got here on the chat. Kind of quiet over here on Facebook tonight. Interesting. Yeah, this is too nice of a night to be out and about. It was raining earlier tonight, but at least where we are in Charlotte, it's turned out to be a nice, quiet evening, which has been very interesting. All right, let's go ahead and taste this wine. Give it a tasting. And I'm just checking all the chats here. Give it a little bit of a whiff. Some cherry and strawberry on the nose. Yeah. Smells like a cola, like a not really Coca-Cola. Sort of like that cola smell. Light. It's slightly earthy, not much. I saw on the reviews here, on Vivina's reviews, that they said it was earthy. Some people say it was very earthy and leathery. I'm not really getting any leather in this, but it's a little earthy. But I'm getting a little bit of cola in here, but some cherry and strawberry, definitely. There's red fruit in here. I mean, that's what it tastes like. It tastes like a lot of red fruit. Maybe you had a plum, too. Let me see. Cherry strawberry, maybe henna plum. You know, but it's the earthiness is kind of subsiding from it a little bit. This is a fairly smooth, and there's some tannin in this wine. The wine has some tannin in it, but it's actually surprisingly smooth, very, very light. In fact, lighter than a couple of what these places were saying. A couple of these places were saying that it was sort of a medium bodied wine, and this looks a little on the lighter side, which is interesting. And for a Chianti too, it's a little bit lighter than I would have expected. But and it, once again, as a Chianti goes, it is a very dry wine. If you don't like dry wines, Chiantis may not be for you, but I happen to like dry wines. I love dry wines. This is a nice Chianti so far. I like it so far. Ooh. Yeah, I do like it. Very easy drinking Chianti. Yeah, very easy drinking. A few spices in here too. None that I can make out specifically, but there seem to be a few spices. And as it opens up, I'll probably be able to identify them a little bit more. Interesting one. This may be okay with some of the barbecue. We're gonna test that out. We're gonna try that out. Before we get too farther down into this bottle, let's go back to the chat, check the chats again, and quiet. Well, let's see. Tom Antio's in the chat. Tom Antio, he says, hi, Dad. Hi, right back at you. And, you know, Tom Antio, please stick around for a few minutes because we have a special toast tonight, a very special toast. And you are involved. You are part of it. We're going to do that shortly. As a matter of fact, let's get to the tasting here, the pairing, so that we can get to the toasting, which is where the real fun is, right? All right, let's go to camera three. Camera three, we have what I was talking about beef here. This is beef brisket is what it is. This is smoked beef brisket, beef biscuit. Beef, brief. Yeah, right, it's that. It's beef and it's brisket. There you go. So we're going to try this with the beef brisket. Smoked. Now, Chiantis go really well with a lot of Italian food. This is not particularly Italian food, but pastas and lasagnas and pizza. It goes good with pizza. Let me see about this beef brisket. Mm. Actually, it goes surprisingly well with the brisket. I liked it. And something about this Chianti, because it has a little twinge of earthiness to it, although it actually seems to be coming back once I mixed it with the, it was starting to subside a bit, and now it's coming back with the brisket. And when mixed with the smokiness of the brisket, it's a pleasant little combination. It's a pleasant combination indeed. So I like that. Let me clear the palate for a minute. And let's go back to camera three and let's try it. Let's try it with the smoked turkey. Now, this should be interesting. Smoked turkey. Let's try it with the smoked turkey. This is very good smoked turkey, by the way. Cushack. Also in Promenade. As a matter of fact, it's about two doors down from the Total Wine there. Not too bad with the turkey. Yeah, would not be my first pairing for turkey. Okay, it's not bad. If all you got on hand is a Chianti to serve with a smoked turkey, why not? It would not be my first choice for the turkey, though. I would say that. Let me clear the palate one more time. And let's try it. Let's go back to camera three for a minute. And let's try it, with the chicken. This is the barbecue chicken. Now, I don't have any barbecue sauce here. It's all right. I'm going to try a little bit. Nice and barbecue-y. Now, let's see if the smokiness of this chicken will work. All right, let's see. A little chewy. That was interesting. Okay, not bad. I would drink this wine with the smoked chicory, the chicken. But once again, I don't think that would be my first choice. But it went pretty well with the brisket. Clear the palate one more time. Let's go back to camera three. Now let's try it with the unexpected cheddar with parm. Let's get one that's not breaking up here. Now this should be interesting. We're talking about cheeses, Italian cheeses. If this does not match up or pair up with this wine, I'd be very surprised and disappointed. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Works pretty well with the Parmesan, too, in there. Now, this is cheddar with Parm, so it's a mix of a white cheddar and a Parmesan, which is a very interesting cheese on its own. And clear the palate one more time. But I like that combination, and you could probably put that on top of spaghetti with meatballs and sauce. And it would go pretty well with this wine, because that's what this wine, Chiantis are made for things like that, for good spaghetti dinner. Okay, let's go back to camera three once again. And let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Looking forward to this. I mean, we've never had a miss with the Gouda. This is good Gouda. Good. Goes well with the Gouda. Nice and creamy, too. All the way around. Goes well. This is a very interesting wine. I'm going to have some more of it, and we're going to do some toasting. Now, I'm going to save the dessert for last. I'm going to save it for last, okay? In the meantime, let's have some fun. Let's do some toasting, shall we? Yeah, Barnstar says, that platter lineup you've got going with this wine looks so epic. Yeah, but it's missing. I'll tell you what this is missing. It's missing some pasta, because that's what this wine really goes well with, some pasta. But we didn't have any pasta tonight, so this works well. I like it with the brisket, as a matter of fact, and the cheeses are good. We'll have a final review for it at the end of the show. Barnstar says Gouda 100% approval rating. Yes, yes, always. The Gouda, we've never had a miss with the Gouda. Really, never have. And sometimes the Gouda has actually saved the wine. Not in this case. I mean, I think they go pretty well together, actually. Okay, so we'll have the final review at the end of the show as we get down into the bottle, because that's the best way to to taste the wine. Just get down into the bottle and enjoy the wine for what it is, a good wine. And let's go back to the chats for just a moment. Let me check Facebook, okay, and all the other venues. We are doing pretty well tonight. Everything's going pretty smoothly tonight on all of the venues, all of the platforms here that we're... So we're streaming on five platforms total. Probably, I don't know if too many other streamers that are doing this. As a matter of fact, I've talked to a couple of people who are surprised that I do stream on more than two platforms. And to stream multi-stream on five platforms all at once, it's a lot. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of work involved. A lot of pre-show prep involved in that every week. But, I try to have as much of an extended reach as possible. Barnstar says, drink with Rick and Gouda. Considering this, Gouda should be a co-star on the stream. Yeah, well, we don't have it every week, but we have it lots of times, lots of weeks. All right, so let's get to the national days. Let's get the national days, and then I have a very special day to toast. Tom Antio, I hope you are still there and having a good evening. And let's go to, oh, yes, national days. Let me pull up the wave for the national days. All right. And I'm pulling these from National Day Calendar, nationaldaycalendar.com. This is Marlo Anderson's website. Marlo is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. And I'm hoping I get to see Marlo at PodFest this year. That would be fun. Okay, so today, May 7th, for another hour and 20 minutes. Hour and 21 minutes, technically, but who's counting? Okay, today is National Barrier Awareness Day. I did not look this up on nationaldaycalendar.com. You can, if you want to. I do not know what National Barrier Awareness Day is, but I'll drink to that one. That's what we're here to do. We're here to toast. By the way, if you or anyone you know is having a birthday or anniversary or special occasion or whatever, special milestone that they've met, let me know. Tell me, put it in the chat, and we'll toast it. We'll toast it together. We'll toast them all together. It's also National Packaging Design Day. You know, people who design packages for products. I had no idea that there was a national day for that. I really didn't. National Packaging Design Day. Okay. Here's a National Packaging Design. I don't know. It's also National Paste Up Day. I have no idea. It's also National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. Now, I do know about that. I do like a good roast leg of lamb. Haven't had one in ages, or I haven't had a piece of one in ages. I like lamb chops. I love lamb. It's some people don't like lamb because I guess for some it's kind of an acquired taste. But I love lamb. Lamb's great. Here's a National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. I'll drink to that. It's also Join Hands Day. The first Saturday in May is Join Hands Day. Let's all join hands and celebrate National Join Hands Day. Okay. It's also Kentucky Derby. First Saturday in May is Kentucky Derby. I know, you know what? I was on the road all so far this weekend, so I really wasn't keeping up with it at all. But National Kentucky Derby Day, huh? Or it's just Kentucky Derby. It's the Kentucky Derby. I don't know if it says Kentucky Derby. Okay, well, drink to the Kentucky Derby. Why not? Okay, it's also, today is National Babysitter's Day. Saturday before Mother's Day is National Babysitter's Day. Yeah, I need more wine. Okay. I babysat a bit for when I was a kid. And as a matter of fact, interesting. that was not something I really wanted to get into. Now, I had five younger siblings, and I often babysitted them for my parents. But it was never my intention to ever get into the babysitting business. However, I found myself getting into that just a little bit to earn a little extra money, not because of something I wanted to do particularly. And, I like kids. I don't have a problem with babysitting kids. It's just I was more interested at that age in doing things like, landscaping, mowing lawns, and doing all other kinds of things to earn money when I was a kid. It was like, when I was a kid, it was kind of like babysitting. That's not really the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that you're, and okay, look, I'm dating myself, okay? I know this day and age, it doesn't really matter. Not a gender specific thing anymore, I guess, but I came from a different era, and in my day, babysitting was something that my sisters would do, cousins would do, female cousins, and, something for the girls to do, and the guys, they did kind of guy things, and like mowing lawns, and that's what I did. I was mowing lawns. But what would happen is that occasionally I would be called upon by my sister and my mother. Usually my mom would say, what would happen is my sister, Gina, from time to time, occasionally, she would do babysitting jobs, and then occasionally there would be a conflict with something else that she wanted to do or something else she needed to do. And so she had a commitment to do this babysitting job, but she, for one reason or another, she couldn't do it. So she would ask me to fill in for her. And so I would do it. sometimes it was a case of, she would say, "Hey, Rick, can you cover for me and babysit here?" This didn't happen that often, but it happened a few times. And then I would say, "Nah, I really don't want to do this." And then my mom would step in and she'd say, "Rick, we'll help your sister out and go to this babysitting job." I'm like, "Okay, And usually for a neighbor or something like that. It was doing a babysitting job for a neighbor whose kids, needed to be watched while they went shopping or whatever. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but because I knew all these people and they knew me, so it wasn't like I was over at some complete stranger's house and I really had no idea how to deal with the kids. But it was one of those things where it was still a little awkward because I'm thinking like, okay, what do I do here for 2 or 3 or 4 hours? It's like, let the kid take a nap or, feed him some lunch, let him take a nap, and then I can sit there and read a book or watch some TV or something. I was like, babysitting was not my thing. But I do appreciate it because I appreciate even more the fact that my sisters could do something like that because I thought of how dull and boring it was. Most of the time, yeah. Every once in a while, you get a kid who's like, they'd want to play this or that. And, most of the time, it was kind of dull. Not for me. Not babysitting for me. I wanted to go out and mow the lawns, and do guy things. Anyway, so here's the National Babysitter's Day. First, Saturday before Mother's Day. Yeah. Anybody else babysit when they were kids? Now, I did babysit my younger siblings. That was, that was kind of something you had to do because you were the older brother. All right. So yeah, where was I? Okay. I went too long with that. Way too long. I went on tangent because it's got memories and stuff. That's why I first started listening to the Carpenters. Now, honestly, I was not a fan of the Carpenters, but I would, a couple of times, my sister had me babysit for a friend of hers and their kids. And, you know, the kids would go take a nap or whatever. And then I would basically sit around and well, they had a stereo. This was a phonograph stereo. And I'd go through the albums. I'd play a couple of albums. But mostly what they had was stuff like the Carpenters. And then, so I'd sit there and listen to that. And that was, yeah. Need more wine. I never really was a fan of the Carpenters. And it was not my thing to listen to. I was really more into, that's another story from another time. I was more to rock and things like that. Anyway, so National Birth Mother's Day. Saturday before Mother's Day is National Birth Mother's Day. I had a birth mother. Did you have a birth? We all had birth mothers. There we go. Here's a National Birth Mother's Day. National Bombshells Day, first Saturday in May. National Fitness Day, first Saturday in May. It's in May. First Saturday in May. National Homebrew Day, first Saturday in May. Okay, I'll drink to that. National Homebrew Day. There you go. National Play Outside Day is the first Saturday of every month, which includes May. National Scrapbook Day, first Saturday in May. You can drink that if you want to. I'm not a scrapbooker. I'm not really into scrapbooks. National Start Seeing Monarchs Day, first Saturday in May. You know, I should have queued up a couple of photos for that, and I didn't. When my kids were little, and I want to say I would babysit, I don't consider watching my own kids babysitting. Well, sometimes it was, okay, but my own kids, you know, I'm the dad and I'm, you know, she's at work or whatever, and I'm home with the kids sometimes, and yeah, I guess I'm babysitting the kids, but I didn't really consider it babysitting. That was part of my responsibility as being a dad. But one of the things I really enjoyed doing with my kids when we lived in Oviedo was hatching butterflies and growing butterflies. And we had a little butterfly garden in the front, and we'd pick up the cocoons and we pick up the caterpillars and we'd capture some of them and they build the cocoons, and you'd watch the whole process was fascinating. You could watch them build a cocoon and sitting there for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden one day they hatch into butterflies. And I think we had about six or seven of them, all at once at one point. And we did this for a while, and it was fun watching them hatch and then taking them outside and letting them outside. Monarch butterflies. We have some good memories of that. I took a lot of good pictures of it, too. Really, really cool stuff. Anyway, National Start Seeing Monarchs Day, first Saturday in May, because that's about the time a lot of the monarchs would start hatching. Yeah, that's true. It's a National Start Seeing Monarchs Day. I don't think it's referring to like the Start Seeing Monarchs Day. Hey, look, there goes Prince Philip. Yeah. Not anymore. Well, okay. I better stop while I'm behind. National Train Day, for Saturday closest to May 10th is National Train Day. I'll drink to that. I love trains. My kids loved trains when they were little, particularly Tommy. He was a big fan of Thomas the Tank Engine, and we went to a lot of Thomas events, and I enjoyed it. And that's something that I do miss. Now that my kids are all grown up, they're not so much into trains as they used to be. I kind of miss that. I really miss that because I really enjoyed it. I probably enjoyed it more than they did in some ways, just because it was just so cool with these being out there with the trains, you know, and riding the trains and looking at the train museums and, you know, climbing aboard and going around a lot of these classic locomotives they had on display and things like that. It's all really cool stuff. National Train Day. I will drink to that. Tom Antio, I think you should drink to it, right, if you're drinking? National Train Day. All right, so we have two more national days that I want to mention. And one of them involves a video. Yes, it is National Free Comic Book Day. Today, for another hour and 8 minutes, it is national. It's Free Comic Book Day. The first Saturday in May is always Free Comic Book Day. And the thing about Free Comic Book Day is that we have, in the past, for many years, my kids and I, and my wife would accompany us and help us out to collect free comic books. She's not into comic books as much as we were, but we would go around to the comic book shops on Saturday and participate in Free Comic Book Day, where, you know, you can go around and get free comic books. I have a stack of them in Studio B somewhere. I have a stack of them in a couple of closets somewhere. I've got a stack of these things. So does Tom Antio. So does Tia. We got a lot of comic books on hand somewhere around here. Here's the National Free Comic Book Day. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do that now. I have a video to show you about Free Comic Book Day. You ready for this? You ready for a video? Time for a video. Oh, and my sister Gina is in the chat. Gina is in the chat on Facebook. I missed that because I was watching Twitch because not much going on Facebook at the moment. But I'm glad Gina here. It is an honor to have my sister here. Gina is in the chat. Always an honor for her to do. And she says, we're toasting Mother's Day, right? Or did I miss that part because I came in late? No, you are not late. As a matter of fact, we are going to toast Mother's Day. We're going to toast a couple of things. We're going to toast Free Comic Book Day. We're going to toast Mother's Day. And we're going to toast a special day, a graduation day. And Gina, I hope you will stay around to toast with us because we are all pretty excited about this special graduation day as well. Let's go ahead and I'm glad you're here, Gina. I really am. I hope you're doing very well. Martstar says, comic books in boxes are still comic books. They are. They are indeed. They are indeed, Bardstar. I better check the other chats here to make sure I'm not missing anything here. Now that we have, I'm streaming on 5 platforms. I'm having to watch 5 chats all at once. Forgive me, folks, if I miss you right away. Be patient. I will see you there. All right, I tell you what. Let's show the video real quick. We'll toast Free Comic Book Day, and then we've got another toast for, yes, Gina, for Mother's Day. Here is, this is something that Tom Antio and I did a few years ago for a Free Comic Book Day. This is our review on Free Comic Book Day.
Hi, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy from thefreestuffshow.com.
And this is Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day is a popular event for families across the United States. On the first Saturday of every May, comic and sci-fi stores around the country hand out free comic books to the public.
It's an event that brings friends and family together to celebrate one thing, comic books. Not just any comic books either. These are editions printed exclusively for Free Comic Book Day that are handed out only once.
That's right. You can expect to see special prints from almost all of your favorite comic book publishers, including Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Bongo, Archie, and much more. The important thing is that there's something here for everyone.
Don't get carried away, though. Depending on the store, you may be limited to only a few issues so that there are enough to go around.
Some stores will only allow you as much as 1 to 3 comics, but others may allow you to make off with one of each available. It really depends on the location. Of course, what matters is not the quantity of free comics, but the fact that you're able to enjoy the excitement with fans everywhere, young and old.
That doesn't mean it's wrong to try and maximize your haul. If you and some friends are eager to get a taste of everything that there is to offer, suggest each person pick different issues. This will ensure that you have a variety.
Another tip is to visit multiple stores and pick different comic books at each one. This works well if you may be making the trip alone. Of course, if you are not alone, it still doesn't hurt to try.
There is always a substantial turnout each year. Sometimes there are lines spanning the entire store, even going out the door. That's a lot of comic book lovers.
If you want to make sure your picks are available, get there early. If you want to be even more prepared, you can always visit the Free Comic Book Day website before the event. They have a complete list of every comic that will be available at www.freecomicbookday.com.
Comic books aren't the only thing to be excited about. At some locations, they hand out other free goodies, such as posters or pins. Some comic book stores feature artists and cartoonists that will set up shop to advertise their work. It's a great opportunity to meet some new people with great talent in your area.
It doesn't matter if you're interested in comic books or not. As we've mentioned before, the point of Free Comic Book Day is to bring friends and family together with something that is accessible to all ages. You never know. You might even find a new interest in comic books.
But if you don't, there isn't any loss. After all, they're free. And you can't beat free. This has been a review of Free Comic Book Day. You can access this and other reviews at our website at thefreestuffshow.com.
You can also subscribe to our podcast at thefreestuffshow.com or at iTunes, Blueberry.com, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
Thanks for watching.
And that is Free Comic Book Day. That's our review of Free Comic Book Day. And at this point, let me make a toast to Free Comic Book Day. I'll drink to that. All right, so as my sister mentioned earlier, we have one more day to toast for today. Well, actually, it's for tomorrow, because we toasted all the days for today. This was May 7th. But May 8th, tomorrow, May 8th, which is going to be tomorrow in about an hour here, and probably another 4 hours your time, Gina, it's going to be Mother's Day. Mother's Day. You know, this is a very, very special day. My wife is a mother. My mother was a mother. Our mother was a mother. Gina. And our mother was a very special mother to us. She was a very, very sweet lady, very smart, very wise, very sweet. And she loved her kids very, very much, very devoted to them. And, you know, I was looking for it. I'm pretty sure I had a photo of her somewhere, a couple of photos of her. Let me see if I've got one queued up here that... that I can show. I'm just checking here. I know I've had... Oh, yes, here's one. Oh, that's a... Let me see if I can fix that a little bit. Doing a little... fixing on the fly here. Let's see. Here we go. I think I had the wrong... There we go. Okay, that's more like it. That was my mother on the right... friend of ours on the left, but my mother went in the glasses. She was on the right. That was my mom, Carol Lee Jones Savoia. And she was quite a lady indeed. And I would say I miss her very much. She passed away when I was only about 20 years old. 2021. I just left home. Started off on my own. Actually, I didn't leave home. I didn't leave home. They left me. They all went up to Ohio, and I stayed in Florida. I didn't want to go to Ohio. She had just been before they left. She had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and. She did the best she could for under the circumstances for it was for a couple of years and she did pass away at a very very early age. I think she was only 50 when she passed away. She was still very very young, and we all miss her very much. But she was a fine lady, still think about her. I still think about her all the time, as all of us do. And I want to raise a special, I want to raise my glass for a special toast at this point for mothers everywhere, not just for my mother, for mothers everywhere. You know, they birthed you, they raised you, and you know, you got to be thankful for your mom. If it wasn't for your mom, where would you be? Probably not here. My wife is an awesome mother. My wife, Chi, my lovely wife, Chi. She is an awesome mother, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what she did, what she does, actually, for all of us. First of all, she's a very loving wife as well. Look, she prepares this for me every week. She prepares this dish for me for the wine stream every week. Amazing, huh? And she does so much for all of us. But for my kids, she's very, very devoted mother. To my kids, and she really worked hard to put Tommy through school and through college, and that's what we're going to be toasting next. And my daughter Tia, she is working very hard, putting her through school and college, and taking care of both of them. You know what? If she asks me all the time. I ask her, what would I do without you? And she says, cripple and die. And she's right. She's absolutely correct. Probably would. But we all owe her so much. And, you know, I have been very, very fortunate to know a lot of people who are great mothers and who were great mothers. Some of them are not with us anymore. Friends and relatives and people that we knew, very special people. I want to say for mothers everywhere to my sister-in-law, Benny, who's a mother also, and my nieces, particularly my niece, Jenny, who is a mother, and to Joanne, who is a mother, and to a number of to all the mothers that I know. Let me put it that way. To all the mothers that I know, I want to raise my glass at this point and say very happy Mother's Day to all of you. Being a mother is a really, really difficult job. It's demanding. There's a lot of work involved. It's 24/7, never lets up. But to mothers everywhere, I'll tell you what, the world would not be the same without mothers. Here's to Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there and the mothers-to-be. Happy Mother's Day. I'll toast you again, too. My sister Gina, who is also a mother to three lovely nieces, and my sister Penny, who is also a mother to a great nephew, Ben. Here's to you also. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Dan's in the chat. Dan says, "Hi, Rick. Your wife is amazing. Happy Mother's Day." She is absolutely amazing. More so that, I mean, I can't, I could talk about her all night. And I couldn't begin to cover just how amazing she is. It really, really, she is. I think that does it for the National Days, right? Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Chianti. This is a Torrato Chianti. This is from Italy. This is a 2020. This gets some pretty decent reviews, and I tell you what, so far it's getting a really good one from me. I like this Chianti. It's actually pretty good. This is a very easy drinking Chianti. There are some Chiantis that I've had that I didn't really like so much, and some that I really do like. I think this is one that fits that latter category. I'm really starting to like this wine quite a lot. And so far it's gone pretty well with it. I didn't really expect to go too well with a barbecue and some of the things that didn't go great with, but some of them that did go, the beef brisket goes really well with, and the cheeses also. That was no surprise that it would go well with the cheeses at all. Very good. So far, I'm really liking this wine. I have one more event to toast, and this one is a very, very special event. So let me tell you what happened here and why I'm trying to keep this a little bit shorter tonight, because I'm pretty tired. We all are. As you know, my son, Tommy, better known as Tom Antio on Twitch and his other social media sites, host of the Cube Command podcast and also a co-host with me in the past with the Free Stuff Show and all that. You saw him earlier when he was a little younger in the Free Comic Book Day video. My son has been attending Appalachian State University for the last couple of years. And we went up this past Thursday night. And we were up there Friday. He graduated from Appalachian State University Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Not exactly four, it was a little after four, and had all the little pomp and circumstance stuff going on. There were like 500 people in his class or something. It was a pretty large class. But he graduated with a bachelor's in communications and with a minor in business. And he's put together a very... very nice portfolio. He had one already, of course. You know, he's a long time podcaster as I am. I've been podcasting for nearly 16 years. He's been podcasting for about 12 now. And as a matter of fact, the next month, I think it'll be his 12th year anniversary as a podcaster. And as you know, we'll be going down to Podfest at the end of May for Podfest we do every year. But he's a second generation podcaster. In an industry where podcasting is still kind of in its first generation, I guess you could say, still very young. But he started when he was young. He started when he was 10. And one of the things that he did when he was at App State, he worked at the radio station there at WASU FM. And he was the on-air DJ, and he did... some of the news breaks and various other things, you know, a lot of voiceover work. And he also worked at the same time. He also worked at the TV station, the student TV station there, App TV. And he did a lot of production there, and they produced their own series for this one season series, which was basically a Saturday Night Live type of thing called The Boone Daily. And, you know, I've been showing segments of The Boone Daily on this show, and I've got more. He's brought back more, and I'm going to be showing more segments, more videos of The Boone Daily in upcoming episodes of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. But he graduated on Friday. And, of course, we spent the next day or so packing up, getting him out of his dorm room and bringing him back home. We just got home today, late this afternoon. And the whole thing's been just very exciting, but just very, very tiring. And we're all happy to be home. And she was saying, you're going to do the wine stream tonight? We're all pretty tired. You're going to do the wine stream tonight? Yeah, I can't. You know, I got to do it. I got to do it. So that's why we're here tonight. So at this point, I want to give a congratulations. Oh, you know what? Before I do that, let me show. I had another photo, another image. Where is it? The photos. Oh, yeah, the photos are up. Okay. There's my son, Tommy, in front of the, what is that, the home center? That's the basketball stadium, I think. Did I say that correctly? They had their graduation ceremony there yesterday at 4 o'clock. And then afterwards, we got out for pictures. And there he is, the proud recipient of a diploma, his bachelor's degree in communications. And we're all really, really, we're all quite proud of him. We're very proud of him. And he's worked really hard. He really worked hard for this and dedicated a lot of time and effort, energy into it. And I think he's definitely earned it. Tommy, for you, I want to say congratulations. Or should I say congratulations? The way I would do it, yeah. Here's to Tom, Antio. Congratulations on your graduation. You know what? I'll toast you again just because I can. Congratulations. Congratulations, Tommy. You can clip that if you want. That's fine. All right. Yeah, we're all really proud of him. And Dan says, congratulations, Tom and Rick and family. Well, thank you, Dan. It's much, much appreciated. By the way, how's married life treating you? How are you and Amy doing? How's married life treating you all? You got the dad joke book, right? And hopefully that you're enjoying that. We'll read a few from dad jokes from the dad joke book here for a few minutes. Why not? And let's see what we got. You know what? Dad jokes, it's a good time to do some dad jokes, isn't it? A few of them. I'll do a few for the week. I think we got those on the agenda, don't we? Yes, we do. Time for a few dad jokes. And then I'm going to have to bring out Roadkill Bill and close a little early tonight. Let's have some dad jokes, shall we? All right, let's see. What is it? What's today? We're in May. Okay, I'm reading from this dad joke book. This is 365 Truly Terrible Wisecracks, A Daily Dose of Dad Jokes. This is by, you've been warned, yes, by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. And this is May, what is this, May 7th? Okay, I read this one last week. Let's start from, this is too bad. All right, this is an old one and a really, really bad one. Everybody's heard this one. From May 7th, that's today. When is a door not a door? When it's a jar. Everybody knows that one. Right. Yeah. May 8th. Always borrow money from a pessimist. They won't expect it back. They won't. I think I read this one last week. But we're going to read it again because it's that time. It's that time of year. Every year, Godzilla looks forward to Mothra's Day. Yeah. I read it last week, but I had to read it again because it is tomorrow's Mothra's Day, Mother's Day, Mothra's Day. Okay, I read that one last week too. I got ahead of us. I got ahead of this book last week, didn't I? Let me skip around then. Okay, let me skip around to say March 1st. March 1st, kid, dad, are we pyromaniacs? Dad says, yes, we arson. We arson. I know. They didn't say they were good jokes, right? My wife asked me to do some odd jobs. She gave me a list of 10, so I did 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Yes, 9, yeah, of course. March 3rd, I am a nuts and berries, I am on a nuts and berries diet. My kids drive me nuts. Then I bury my emotions with food. Let's skip that one. March 4th. A son noticed that his father's mail had ended up all over the yard and stuck to the exterior walls. How does that happen? Okay, well. Let's try that again. A son noticed that his father's mail had ended up all over the yard and stuck to the exterior walls. When confronted by his son, the dad said, "You young people have no appreciation for snail mail." I get it, but it was really, that was worse than the bad. That was just dumb. March 5th. I really used to like my psychic until I threw her a surprise party and it worked. Actually, that one's pretty funny. what do you call a sleeping bull? A bulldozer. I've heard that one before. March 7th. I'm always on the edge of my seat when I'm at the circus. It's just so intense. Yeah. March 8th. Who is the coolest doctor at the hospital? The hip doctor. We'll go with that. And with that, well, let's go ahead and end the dad jokes tonight. We can only take so much of that. Dan says it's magnificent. Thank you. We love the book. Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Thank you for watching. I hope you all are doing very well tonight. Gina kind of left. I think Gina ran away. The jokes were so bad. Even for Gina, come on. Look, here's the thing. My sister and I know, we our family was known for that sort of thing, joking around and sometimes and telling bad jokes and puns and things like that. I have a pun that my sister, I think it was Penny, not Gina, but Penny, that told me this one. And I don't remember many of these bad jokes from when I was a kid, but I remember this one. This one stuck in my head because it was just so unique. And I think it was Penny that told me this joke. Now, Gina, you can correct me if I was wrong. If I am wrong. I was always wrong. If I am wrong now. But I think it was Penny that brought up this joke at the dinner table one night. And she said, "What's the difference between a rock?" And we all had to think for a second, or more than a second, for a long time, because it really didn't make any sense. And she said, "Well, what's the difference between a rock?" And I said, "I give up. What's the difference between a rock?" And she says, "The more you polish, it gets." And I was like, I don't know. I don't have one for this. Maybe this one. And, you know, the thing is, it stuck with me so much because it's so weird. And then I used to tell that joke to other people, and they look at me like I was weird. It was just sort of, you know. Yeah, of course, it was a weird joke. Tom Antio. Oh, yeah, watching the clips. Okay. Oh, you clipped it. Congratulations, Tom. And, you know, I'm going to toast you again. Bring out the fireworks one more time. To Tom Antio, congratulations. All right. Congratulations. Okay, let's see. Barnstar, I'm going to catch up with what you were saying there. Barnstar says, oh, the Savoia boys. Yeah, that picture. Thank you. 10 out of 10 review. So Barnstar says, 10 out of 10 review. I think with that, okay, I told some dad jokes, right? So I fulfilled my obligations with the dad jokes, right? Okay, next week, we'll tell some more dad jokes, but I'll give out another dad joke book. Now, Amy won a dad joke book last week, and we'll do some more dad jokes where you contribute your dad jokes, and then the best and the worst ones, we'll figure out which is the best and worst one, and we'll give out another dad joke book next week. That should be fun. I like to give out stuff when I have the money to do it, which isn't very often, but I like to give out stuff anyway. All right. I think it's time to close it up for tonight. Did I miss anything in the chat? Oh, Barnstar says that review was for the comic book video. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. Well done, Savoia Brothers. Thank you. Like Warner Brothers, but Savoia Brothers. Actually, the we do have the actual site for all of our projects is at SavoiaMedia.com. Let's see if I can pull that up. Yes, SavoiaMedia.com. Let me see if I can pull that up on the web. Oh, no, it's not coming up here. Let's try it here. Any of these? Nope, not there either. I thought it came up on the webpage. Interesting. Webpage is not coming up for some reason. All right, why is that happening? See, all these technical glitches. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. All right, missed it. But this is our Savoia Media website. This is our network, Savoia Media Network. All of the projects, all of the podcasts that Tommy Antio and CM Center and I have done over the course of the last 16 years. That's a picture of one of our audio booths, Studio B. That's Studio B. That's where we do a lot of voiceovers. I started off in, 2006 doing a show called Tech Ethics, and I went to the Force Field, and that was a very popular show. T and Tommy, both of them got their debut in podcasting with the T and Tommy show. That was back in 2010. And then they decided they wanted to, since they were growing up a little bit, they decided to do something called the Nintendo Teens podcast. In the meantime, I've done the Tech Jobcast and the Jobcast podcast for job listings. Tommy and I worked together on the Free Stuff show. We did that for a while. And Tommy, of course, still does his Cube Command podcast. He put it on a hiatus for a little bit while he was attending college, but I know he's getting back into that. He's going to be doing more of that. Of course, Drink with Rick. And all of these shows are part of the and that's Tia's site. Right there, her art site, tsavoy.com, tsavoy.art. All of these shows are available at Savoia Media. They're all part of the Savoia Media Network. I'm clicking on stuff now. I'm clicking on the wrong thing. Where am I? Oh, there we go. Okay, so I'm just clicking on all kinds of stuff here. Anyway, that's what we got. And that was, I didn't mean to click on that either. Just some crazy stuff. All right, so let's do a final review on this wine. I want to say this is the wine that we've been drinking. This is the Chianti Torrato Chianti Azienda Piacenza. This is a 2020 red wine, 13% alcohol by volume. I really like this wine. It has some cherry and some strawberry in it. I was tasting some hint of plum as well. It's a little bit, just a hint earthy. Earthiness has started to subside a little more again. For a while, it kind of was there, and then it kind of went away, and it came back, and now it's kind of gone away again. Medium tannin. I would say medium tannin, but it's a little light. This is kind of a light drinking wine, and I think it's a very enjoyable wine to drink. You can drink it by itself or with food. I recommend it with food, but probably mostly pastas. But you can drink it by yourself if you want. And it went pretty well with the beef brisket. I was not the best pairing with the turkey. I like the smoked turkey is really good, but it's probably not the best pairing with that. The barbecue chicken was okay, and you know, it wasn't what I mean, this is what I had to pair it with tonight. So not that that was bad. It was very good. smoked chicken. All the food was really good, but it was not really not probably the best choice for this wine. This wine probably better with the pastas, but it did go really well with the cheeses. It went really well with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Never had a mess with that cheese. That's amazing cheese. And of course, the unexpected cheddar with Parm. It went really well with, and it mixed it. Intersected pretty well with the Parmesan. I like that. Now, we are going to try it with this. Now, these are dates down here, but this right here, which is coming apart on me here, this is something that we picked up. We went to go pick up Tommy. We like to go eat at a place called Coyote Kitchen. This cake, they serve some cakes there, and one of the cool things about these cakes, this cake is gluten-free. Which is pretty cool. And you would expect, now in a lot of cases, gluten-free foods are not all that great. You know, they don't taste, they kind of have to use rice flour and all these other things that don't have gluten in them, instead of regular wheat flour. But in this case, these folks specialize in the gluten-free category. And these cakes are pretty amazing. Now this, I've had it before. This is an orange rum cake. They had a triple chocolate cake as well that the kids like, but this is the orange rum cake, and I'm going to try it right now with the wine. This is a orange rum cake. This is a really amazing cake, especially for the fact that it is gluten-free. Wow, that's good. Okay, here's something about this orange rum cake. And why it works well with this Chianti. This orange, I'm going to go to camera three here. This, I don't know if you can tell too much, but it has some spices in it. And I'm tasting some clove in this cake. I'm tasting clove in this cake, among other spices. Now, one of the things that I wasn't really getting clove out of this too much. However, one of the sites, I think it was the sommelier site, one of them mentioned that some of the reviews, there was tasting a little bit of, they were tasting some spice. I'm tasting spices here, but I couldn't really pick out any particular. Now that I think of it, clove might be one of them. But the sites that I was looking at earlier mentioned clove and little taste of clove in this Chianti, which I thought was interesting. But because there is a taste of clove in this cake, I'm going to try it again. Yeah. Wow. It really projects, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say magnifies, I'm going to use that too many times. It projects the taste of clove, and it really projects it out. And I love the taste of clove. Some people won't like clove. I do. And I like to have it in teas, too. My mother, one of her favorite teas when I was a kid was a tea called Constant Comment. And that was one of its primary ingredients in Constant Comment. It was clove. And I've had it a number of times since then. I mix it with some honey from time to time. It's really, really good. But and I know some other people that have had the Constant Comment, and they don't, you know, Cheetah doesn't really care much for it. But But I always really liked the tea, not just because my mom did, but because I really liked the taste of it, especially with honey in it. This, and the thing is that the clove really stands out. And when I was also a kid, and even grown up, I used to like the clove gum. They made a gum called clove gum. And I used to really like that clove gum. And I know other people who had it, and they hated it. It was not nasty. They thought it was nasty, but I happen to like it. This is very much like that. It's kind of like a tasting this cake with the wine and mixing in, and the clove just kind of really comes out. I like this. Really, really like that. I'm going to have some more cake with this wine after the show, which I shouldn't, but I think I will. Because, man, that was pretty good. Anyway, my final review on this wine, $12.99 is what I paid for it at Total Wine. Total Wino, as I affectionately call it. Total Wine in Promenade in Charlotte. And that's what I found it for in some other places. Vivino said it was, I think, $12.99. Some other places said it was available. I think that one place called Sommelier site, sommelier.reviews, had it listed for $10.99, but I paid $12.99 for this. I did. But it's very good wine, and I highly recommend it. Really good. And I do like a good Chianti. I really love dry Chiantis. This ranks right up there with some of the best I've tried. I really enjoy it. And that's my final review tonight. I do have one more guest I want to bring on before we close. You know who it is, don't you? Before I do that, though, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight in the chat. I really want to thank, and Dan says it's magnificent. Oh, I read that already. We love the book. Thank you, Dan. I want to thank everybody joining me here tonight. I want to thank my sister Gina for being here. I don't know if she ran away after I started with the... thank you for being here, Gina. Appreciate it. There's only so much of me you can take, you know. Dan, thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. Say hello to Amy for me, and the best to both of you. I want to thank everyone on Twitch, and of course my son Tom Antioch for being here. Barnstar, thank you for being here. Proper Barnstar, thank you for being here tonight and joining in. Did I miss anybody on Twitch? I know there are folks watching on Twitch, but all those people watching tonight and not in here, thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate each and every one of you tonight. And on Twitter as well, those who are watching passively on Twitter and on Odyssey and on YouTube. Thank you for being here tonight. I really do appreciate each and every one of you. It's because, you know, I have fun doing this, but without you, it wouldn't be as much fun. I mean, I'd just be talking to myself. Which she says I do sometimes anyway, but because she doesn't listen to me. All right, there's one more guest I want to bring out. You know who it is? I'm going to bring him out right now. You ready? Okay. He's always ready. He's just laying there. Of course, you know it is our mascot, official mascot, A Drink with Rick. Roadkill Bill. Yes, it is the inimitable. Inimitable. It's Roadkill Bill. Give a hand for Roadkill Bill, huh? Shall we give a hand for Roadkill Bill? All right, Bill. Good to see you here, as always. I don't know what he's saying. He's just squeaking. Roadkill Bill. Now, Roadkill Bill is the official mascot. Now, officially the official mascot. You know that? Your official mascot of Drink with Rick. Because of his message, his message, is a metaphor, of course. Yeah, I know. I know he's not real, okay? I'm not that nutty. Some more squirrel jokes. He's a metaphor. Roadkill Bill represents the dangers of drinking and driving. Okay, in all seriousness. All joking aside, he represents the dangers of drinking and driving. And Roadkill Bill is, in his own way, he says, do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, no matter where it is. Just stay there. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab. If you have to go somewhere, call a friend. Or just stay put, and that's probably the best thing to do. It's not worth it. You're putting yourself in danger. You're putting others in danger. If not for yourself, think of the others around you. Think of your loved ones. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive, because that's also distracted driving, and that's extremely dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.